Another shipment of Heather Lundy's books just arrived at Haynes' Rural Post Office. Amy Kane owns the bookshop here, and it takes two trips to get all the boxes from her truck into the Main Street store.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, I mean, this book almost has this book has definitely paid the bills for the whole summer for me, which has been fantastic.
Kane opened in March, a week before the COVID-19 pandemic shut down retailers for months. She'd uprooted her life in Sitka and poured her savings into the Main Street shop. The months-long closure cut into her bottom line, and her applications for federal, state, and local relief funds all got rejected. Her brand new business doesn't have 2019 tax returns, a mandatory piece of the applications. She couldn't prove that she was losing money. Local sales kept the lights on, but when Heather Lundy's newest book was released in June, Kane's phone started ringing with long-distance calls. Lundy's fans were ordering books. Kane says the bookstore would be withering without them.
I would just be a place that whatever inventory I was lucky enough to start with, that's all I would be doing. I wouldn't be having new books in here. Things wouldn't be switching over. The volume of books would just be dwindling, you know, and then there would be empty shelves.
Lundy's books are the only ones Kane offers online. The store is functioning, but it's not the summer Kane envisioned. She was counting on thousands of summer tourists to augment local sales, since Haynes has a population of only about 2,500 people. But the pandemic effectively canceled the cruise ship season, and those tourists didn't come.
We're supposed to be in Alaska right this minute.
Arlene Talley is a recently retired librarian and a Heather Lundy fan. She and her husband booked a cruise that would have stopped in Haynes this month. She's on the phone from her home in Maryland.
I like to support small businesses as much as I can. So what better place to order them than from Heather's own hometown?
Talley follows Lundy's blog. After Lundy posted that readers could get signed and personalized books from the Haynes bookstore, she made an order. So did readers from South Dakota, Oregon, Nevada, hundreds of them.
I mean, I'm really grateful. I'm grateful that people are buying the book. I'm grateful that they want me to personalize it. And I'm really especially grateful that they're choosing to buy it in Haynes and help out our little Main Street and economy and our bookstore.
Lundy guesses her blog has several thousand followers. Her book tour was canceled due to the pandemic, so she's been doing her book talks and readings from Haynes via Zoom. Those talks are usually a boon for bookstores, like the Haynes bookstore, so she hoped to offset that. She's a small business owner herself. Readers will know she and her husband own a lumber yard and a hardware store in Haynes. And she knew closures and restrictions affect a business.
I knew that especially during these COVID times, it would be challenging and that a lot of people might just go and order books online.
But she had no idea how big the response would be or how much it would matter.
Oh, yeah. So I have a dedicated Heather Lundy display right here that has all four of her books. And so I'll stack it up to make sure all of hers are prominently displayed.
Foot traffic on Main Street is a little light this summer in Haynes, but the bookstore is open and stocked. Kane secured $1,000 in relief money from the local government after she contested her rejection. She says it won't get her through winter, but it'll help.
I'm so grateful. I mean, Heather Lundy pretty much saved the bookstore for the summer. And not just Heather, but her wonderful fans who are so sweet and kind and send lovely emails that include pictures sometimes or photos or stories about their life, or they call and chat and talk about the time that they were in Haynes, and I find all that really endearing.
Through her books, Lundy reaches out to readers across the nation and connects them to Haynes. This pandemic summer, through her books, they reached back. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.